Well, he was so good, Ron, in Indianapolis his first few years in this league. I would say the first 7 years in his league. It was play action from under center, and Peyton Manning was amazing. And as we predicted, he started in shotgun.
He's in the shotgun. J.J. Watt, the all-everything defensive lineman, not in the game for the Texans on first down. It's the quick hitch to Demaryius Thomas for a gain of a couple for that starting job. He'll start at the Houston 27. Broncos still with their first-string defense. On first down, that throw is broken up by Brandon Marshall. He was looking for the tight end, Ryan Griffin. Brandon Marshall now looks like he has not missed a beat. First and 10 from the 8, the handoff, a big hole up the middle to C.J. Anderson out to the 22 before Eddie Pleasant makes the tackle, but it's a gain of 15 and a first down for Denver. 10 for Denver at their own 43, Osweiler. Looking right over the middle and throwing. He's got a man. It's Andre Caldwell. Touchdown.
What a play. What a play. The perfect situation. Second down. First down. You get the defense sitting and not understanding what's happening. And you'll see Brock Osweiler, great protection from the offensive line. And you'll just see Brock Osweiler just throws that ball up perfectly to Caldwell.
3:48 to go in the first half. Denver up 7-0. On second down, here comes the rush. And Kayvon Webster introduces himself to Hoyer. First sack of the night for Denver. Denver now has 8 sacks on this preseason from 8 different players.
Yeah, and on top of that, when you look at Kayvon Webster and where he came from, It's a cat blitz, and I remember the Denver Broncos played against the Dallas Cowboys a few years ago, and we were like, well, why is Wade Phillips blitzing every single play? Because that's who he is.
Here's Hoyer. Here comes the rush, and down he goes. Sylvester Williams right up the middle. Al, tell me about it. As a D lineman, there's nothing a quarterback hates more than pressure up the middle, right?
Now, I don't know any quarterback that likes to have pressure right down the middle of the defense. But the one thing that we've been waiting to see out of Sylvester Williams, the big guy, is great movement. And right there, what you saw is a fantastic spin move. You start that guy on that outside shoulder, you dip that left shoulder, and you hit back with that right arm to get around there to clear yourself. And Sylvester Williams just showed you why he was our first-round draft pick.
Just saw that graphic a fifth time tonight that the Broncos have started inside their own 10. Is Simeon over the middle with a strike to Marcel Jensen for a first down all the way down to the Denver 37-yard line. Third and 10. Simeon throws for Lox. He's got it for a touchdown.
What a great look that was for a back shoulder throw. That's a throw that you don't see a young guy make that often. And you see him right there, hold right there, and throw that ball to the back shoulder. And Lox made a great play. This is one of the guys Gary Kubiak said he wanted to take a good look at tonight. And you've seen him in the return game. Now you see him as a receiver for this team.
Well, he just made a great impression. Corbin Lox dumps it out to Kari Lee, but he is tackled inbounds at the 30. That may be it. The clock at 5. They may not be able to kill it. And that will be it. That's the final play of the game. And Denver gets out of Houston with a 14-10 win as the Texans could not get out of bounds.